Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
So you can go for all the entertainment you want there. This is not entertainment. This is teaching. This is opportunity. This is time to get intimate with Dad. Amen. So we don't come here to do that because we're trying to fill time. We're trying to, you know, entertain people. It's just so we can worship our God. And incidentally, you know, as you know, I grew up as a Catholic. And man, the first time I saw a church like this, I nearly ran a mile. Amen. How many of you saw the first time a church like this you wanted to run? Come on. I'll never forget the first time, and I've told you this, but for the people that have just come tonight, I went to Rhema in South Africa, church of 5,000 in the sanctuary. They had 120,000 people. And I went into this church, and they had a band on the altar, on the stage. Those days it was a stage, you see. And they had a band. And they had drums. And then a guitarist, lead guitar. Trumpets and saxophones. Are you kidding me? Keyboards. And they sing in songs that sound like rock and roll. And I stood there. And the guy in front of me, the whole praise and worship service, his leg got hit by the Holy Spirit. And it was moving like I was praising. Remember? His leg was. And I stood there through praise and worship, watching this guy. And I thought, I'm getting out of here, until I heard the word preached. Once he started preaching the word, my spirit just said, oh God, where have I been? What have I missed? How long have I wasted? Man, and the word just, oh. And when he finished, and they took 2 hours for their service of just preaching. When he finished, I thought, oh no, don't stop. I didn't want him to stop because I was eating. Man, I didn't realize I was starving. And I started to get food, nourishment, survival came in. And my life turned around. And I got saved. The first time I walked into a church like this, I ran to the altar. Amen? And then I started to find out about praise and worship. And then God made me a worship leader. I didn't even plan this. Because I had steakhouses. And so I decided, well, I'm going to start playing music so I can have music in my steakhouse whenever I want. And attract more people. In South Africa. And so I did that. I started playing music. Little did I know that I was training up to be a worship leader. I thought I was just playing to people. You understand? Just playing to fill up the restaurant. God had other plans. He had other ideas. Let me tell you, where you are at right now, God can utilize what you're doing today to advance the kingdom of God tomorrow. Do you know that? It's not a waste of time what you're doing. And how do you know God doesn't have you in the perfect place you're supposed to be? Maybe you're not living the perfect situation, but he's probably got you in the perfect place right now. Amen? And so I thought, well, I'm just filling this my restaurant up, making money. I was playing to make money, get more people in. But in the meantime, God was training me up to do worship and praise. And then a couple of years later, I ended up in a church, and the first time I ever walked on the altar was as a worship leader. Was as a worship leader. Isn't that amazing? In actual fact, today, I was Facebooking the guy in South Africa that trained me to be a worship leader. He passed on to be with the Lord. He was young, and he got cancer, unfortunately. But he was brilliant. I was talking to his son today, and he's sending me a CD of his stuff. Just to remind me, the guy was so good. I learned so much from him because I had to sit and watch for 2 years. God didn't let me do anything except straighten chairs. Usher, greet, straighten chairs, clean bathrooms. Oh, and car park for 2 years. Sit on the front row. And then all of a sudden, boom, I get a phone call on the Saturday. You're leading praise and worship tomorrow. I said, what? He said, you're leading praise and worship tomorrow. I said, da. And the next day, somehow God helped me to lead praise and worship to a church that was packed with about close to 2,000 people in the church. I wasn't scared. I was numb. And I don't even know how we got through it. But God knows. I trained all those years. I'd been training to do God's work. So where you're at right now is training to do what God wants you to do. Come on, you better get this in your spirit. And I thought, well, what a waste. I played and I had steakhouses. I was talking to my sister April over there today. I had steakhouses, and then God revealed to me one day, because I thought, what a waste I waste. He said, no, with God, you're not ever wasting time. Because he'll take what the enemy meant for bad and use it for good. Is that right? And I had these steakhouses, and I thought, well, what good has that done for my life? And God said, you're a servant. You're learning to be a servant. And I didn't come to serve, to be served. I came to be to serve, is what the Lord said, right? He said, those that want to be great in the kingdom of God must be servant of all. And I realized I was learning to serve people in the restaurant business. God used it, so now I can serve you. See, I'm not your big deal. Don't call me because I'm too busy. No, I'm just supposed to be serving you. Isn't that right? That's why I don't jump in a limo at the end of service, run out the back door there in a limo and disappear so you can't get to me. I'm with the people every service. Is that not right? Why? Because I've got to serve the people. I serve them by preaching and bringing the word that God gives to me, and I serve them by helping them in their lives. I pray for you. I do whatever God tells me to do. So you've got to be a servant, and I thought all those years are wasted, but God trained me up.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
I used my singing ability and my guitar ability to do praise and worship for 11 years in a great church. And God was, and I thought, well, this is it. You know, when I was doing praise and worship, I thought, this is it. I'm a worship leader. We did our first CD. When I left South Africa, God said, go to America. And I came here as a worship leader. You know that? And I thought, well, that's it. I'm a worship leader for the rest of my life. And I liked it. I was having fun. It was enjoyable. But God had other plans. Amen? And now I'm pastoring. And we've seen people's lives touched and changed and saved. Why? Through someone who had no clue what was going on. Isn't that amazing? I'm writing down my goals. I'm going to be a steakhouse guy, and then I'm going to learn to serve. Then I'm going to become a worship leader in a church, learn to serve and learn to deal with people and learn the word of God. Then I'll become a pastor in Port St. Lucie. What's Port St. Lucie? Amen? Hawaii, Miami, you know, Orlando, yeah. Port St. what? But God had other plans. And God's got plans for your life as well. Don't just think that where you're sitting is where it's ending. No, you are on a journey. And if you will open your heart to God and say, Lord, here I am. Do with me what you will. And let him and obey when he talks to you. When he said to me, go to the United States of America, I didn't want to. Everything was great. I had businesses. I was worship leader. Everything was good. My whole family, everyone's there. But then I said, no, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to go. Ron Kushmar prophesied over me. Ed Trout prophesied over me years before this happened. And then when I came to America, Ron Kushmar prophesied over me when I was worship leading for the church I came to. He prophesied. He stopped in the middle of his service. Right there, place was packed out. In the middle of the service, he looked me in the eyes. He said, what you're doing now is not what you're going to be doing. And he spoke this. Don't think you've arrived. Don't think you've seen the best. You're only beginning. God's only beginning in your life now. And I would encourage you to praise him and glorify him and magnify him, because he is so humongously big. He's so awesome. He's so dynamic. He's so, we haven't got a clue. Is that right? And so you might think hydroponics is your deal. It's not. You might think the restaurant business, it's training you up. It's training you up. Listen to me. Whatever you're doing, if you're an accountant, if you're not working, you can learn something while you're not working. You know what you can learn? how to rely on God. Because when I started the church, and God started the church through me, I had to rely on God and my mother-in-law. She gave us a chicken and a couple of loaves of bread, and that's how we survived. Is that right? Take my wife to go and clean houses with her. 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We just got home from Tampa. Take my wife to go and clean houses. And give us a loaf of bread and a chicken. When you're not working, you can learn to trust and rely on God. Now, I'm not saying, oh, cool, this is the kind of life I want. I'm going to stop working. No. If you find yourself in that situation, try to get a job. You keep trying. But while you're waiting and you're looking, say, okay, Lord, I'm going to learn. I'm going to get into faith. I'm going to trust you so that he's training you up for your future. Do you think God stops training us? Ever? Did Paul not say, I haven't arrived? Didn't he say that? I've not arrived yet. We're all a work in progress. Are we not all a work in progress? So we look at some people, well, he's considered not the greatest deal. I don't know, he flips hamburgers somewhere. At a mom's and pops, flips hamburgers, that's what he does. And me, I'm a computer programmer. Well, he's training for a different position than you. You see, you and I are totally different. My gifting you can't have, because he gave it to me. And your gifting I cannot have, because he gave it to you. And your gifting is required to better the world. Oh, I wasn't going to preach this. I'm preaching on praise and worship. Your gift that you've got inside of you, each and every one of you, is to better the world. It's to benefit and better the world. Do you understand? Don't think that you just make snacks and you're just nice people because God's training you. I've got to get to the place you're running around doing poetry. That's just the start. You're playing music wherever you play. You're going out to the prison. God is training us all. Amen? He's training you. He's getting you into a position where he'll be able to use you and get maximum out of you. Amen? And I thought, well, I've arrived. I'm the worship leader of a big church. I'm singing for Jesse Duplantis and Rodney Howard Brown and all the big names. Lester Sumrall, I was meeting them all because I sing for a big church. I knew them. I'd go for lunch with all of them. Oh, I was just, this is all it's about, man. The Bible says your gift will bring you before kings and princes. And I was meeting them. And I thought, well, this is it. Little did I know. It's not. God's not going to stagnate. And if you think you've reached your limit, think again. He's about to lift the lid. Oh, come on. So where you're at right now, do not despise. Say, okay, Lord, I'm going to get what I need to get out of where I'm at because I'm not going to be here for that long. It's a season. And seasons change. Amen. You may be a single parent, a single mother, a single father. You may be a single parent. Let me tell you something. Raising children today is one of the hardest jobs on the planet, even with two of you together. But one on their own, God help you. Amen? And you need to learn to trust him and teach them about God. And while you're training and raising your children up in a godly fashion, God's training you up. Did the Bible not say, train up a child? Did it not say that? Proverbs 22:6, is that right? Is that right, 26? 26:2. It's one of those. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. So you're training your children up, and by you training them, God's training you.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries, such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.